Thank you, Madam Chair. First, I would like to thank representative of the United States for presenting interesting working paper and sharing related national experience. With regard to the agenda item we are discussing now, I would like to draw your attention to another important issue which could be directly related to the Biological Weapons Convention. During the 19th and the first half of the 20th century, the epidemiological situation in Eastern Europe with regard to anthrax, let's say, was very tense. The lack of means of specific prevention of this infection in the form of vaccines has led to a high incidence and a death rate among animals of various species. Until 1930s, in most of the cases, the dead animals without any special treatment, disinfection or incineration were buried at the so-called anthrax burial sites. It's well known that spores of the Bacillus anthracis in the soil can remain viable for a long time, 100 years and more. Thus, sites of anthrax outbreaks and burial grounds of infected animals can pose a health threat for hundreds of years. In Ukraine alone, there are more than 13,000 such burial sites. In addition, a risk for animals to be infected by anthrax makes it necessary to vaccinate the entire grazing livestock against the disease every year. It's also possible that such anthrax burial sites could be potentially misused by terrorists to isolate the pathogen and subsequently use it as a biological weapon. In this regard, it's important, in particular for Eastern European countries, to develop the inventories of anthrax burial sites using GIS technologies, as well as ensuring control over the access to such places by humans and animals. In addition, we see the value in launching research projects aimed at studying the viability of anthrax spores in the soil and methods and means of their inactivation at spot. Overall, Ukraine shares the idea that proper attention should be given to the topic of possible hostile use of biological agents and toxin against agriculture, livestock, and the natural environment, as well as the related language should be reflected in the final report of the next review conference. I thank you, Madam Chair.